Hey guys, it's Brooklyn here, and welcome back to the Sit Back and Chat podcast. So good morning, good night, good afternoon, good evening, good whatever time it is when you are tuning into this episode. Hello everyone, I hope everyone is doing well. I hope things are going great for you mentally, physically, and also spiritually. I have a lot to discuss today, and I am so glad that you are here to tune in. I am your host, Brooklyn B, and on this podcast, we discuss many things, including but not limited to advice giving, life experience sharing, storytime telling, self-care helping, types of topics. But most importantly, everything on this podcast is 100% certified real talk. I post new episodes each and every Tuesday, so make sure you are here to tune in when a new episode is released. As always, my social media and the social media of the podcast is linked in the episode's description, as well as petitions for different causes and information on important things that are currently going on. Be sure to check the link under all links relating to the podcast and the host. There you will find all of my social media, as well as Sit Back and Chat's social media. In addition to that, you will find links to every platform you can listen to the podcast on, and you will also find the Buy the Podcast a Coffee link. Buy Me a Coffee is a platform where you can support creators and help them continue to put out high quality content. Through this platform, you can now buy the podcast a coffee. This means you can send a tip/donation or whatever you would like to call it as a way to show your support to Sit Back and Chat. The donation is the price of your average cup of coffee, which is $4, but you can donate more if you would like to do. This helps me continue to create, edit, and produce the podcast. Whether you can donate or not, listening, supporting, sharing, and referring are all amazing ways to support Sit Back and Chat, and it never ever goes unnoticed. So with all of that being said, I love and appreciate you all so much, and all of the love and support means the absolute world to me. As you can tell by the title, I'll be talking about my near-death experience. So put in some headphones, grab some snacks, and sit back and chat with me, Brooklyn B. Hello everyone, I hope you are doing well and feeling good. As you already know, or if you don't already know, March is the month of storytelling. For all of March, I will be sharing stories from my life with all of you. Each story will have a takeaway that you can learn from so you can either be like me or not be like me. But it is simply time for the life update. I remember in my last life update, I was excited over the fact that the weather had hit like 65 degrees. Well, scratch all of that, it's snowing again. So that completely went out of the window, and I am sad to say it. I hate the snow. I was driving back home from my dad's house yesterday, which is about 30 miles from my house, and I had to go through downtown Chicago and all that type of stuff, and the roads were absolutely horrendous. Didn't know if I was going to make it, but obviously I did. I have been being extremely productive lately, getting all of my stuff done with so much time ahead of me to do whatever I want. Been getting up early, and I've really been having my priorities straight, so I'm proud of myself. I've been doing a lot of marketing stuff that's going on as well behind the scenes, and in general, I'm just happy. I'm really at peace. I feel really, really calm, and I'm excited for the weeks leading up to spring break. I also have in-person lifeguard training this week, and I'm nervous, even though I shouldn't be nervous because there's really nothing to be nervous about, but things like that just make me nervous, and the pool is going to be cold, so that's going to suck. But other than that, excited for that, and I'm going to get my hair done, my nails done, my eyebrows waxed in preparation for spring break, and I'm just excited to feel fresh, clean, whole new look, and feel like myself, but 10 times better. Last week, we talked about small town shenanigans, and this week, we are speaking about my near-death experience. So without further ado, let's get right into the episode. This story takes place when I was in third grade, so it was either 2012 or 2013. I don't even know, but it was in that time frame. I'm going to say it was 2012. My mom and I had been planning for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks to go to this, guess who, Madonna concert. If you don't already know, I love Madonna. She's an icon, and I just love all the way from 60s up to 80s, up to 90s, up to present day music. Like, I just love it all. So we were going to this Madonna concert. I was super excited. My mom was super excited because we literally have all of the CDs, still listen to Madonna religiously to this day. Love her. One of the best concerts I've ever been to, and I've been to quite a few. We go to this concert. I'm wearing this like sequence shirt and skirt. I looked really funky. I had on this scarf. I was serving looks for being in third grade. And I remember at the concert, someone came up to me and asked my mom if they could take a picture of me because of like how good that I looked. And I was complimented because my outfit, like I was fitting the part for a Madonna concert. And they just thought it was like so cute and funny, which it was. And I wish I had that picture. No idea where that went. But anyways, we find our seats, listen to the concert. It was amazing. Seeing Madonna in person. I could have fell out right then and there. Loved it. Need it again. Awesome. 10 out of 10. Recommend going to a Madonna concert, even though I don't think she even has concerts anymore. My mom and I have both an amazing time at this concert. It was something that really spoke to me, something that was an amazing experience, and it was my first ever concert. The concert started late, on top of the fact that Madonna took forever to get on the stage. Like, I think she was like 45 minutes late. Concerts already end late, so her being late and all of that stuff, you know, kind of behind schedule, made it really late for us to leave. By the time we were leaving, it was like 1 a.m., almost pushing 2 a.m. at that point. We were driving home, and I would say I was only awake for the drive for like maybe the first 20 minutes, and then I knocked out because I was tired, I was young. What am I up for? Remind you, at this time, I lived in rural Illinois, so the drive home, after a certain point, like after you get through certain suburbs, the highway is completely dark. There's no lights, like zero. The only lights you'll see are headlights. There's no street lights, and it's a mess. Also, there's no median. So, you know, on a highway, there's usually like a concrete median, like dividing the one side of the highway from the other side. Yeah, in rural Illinois, it's not like that. It's literally just like a ditch, I guess you could call it, full of grass. But there's no median. It's just a ditch with grass and like occasional garbage, and that's about it. So, yeah. This ditch that is essentially just grass divides the east moving side of the highway from the west moving side of the highway. My mom is driving and driving and driving, and we are literally only an exit away from our exit to go home. However, at this time, the exit to get off and go to my house and the exit before that were miles from each other. Like, it was a long trip. I would say it's like a 10-mile stretch. However, they just recently, like a couple of years ago, put an exit in between that, because I would say it was even longer than 10 miles. I'm going to say it was like a 12-mile stretch. So if you needed to get off the highway, girl, you were going to be stuck. We are in between that stretch at the time when there was no exit in between it to make it shorter. So it's long, it's hard. Like I said, there's no headlights. This highway is super dark, and this is an interstate highway. Like, this highway takes you all the way from New York to California. It's I-80, if you're wondering. Even now, driving on this highway at night, when I tell you you cannot see anything, I'm being so serious. You cannot see anything. Just imagine, you can't see anything. Like, your headlights are all you have. You really can't see anything unless your brights are on, but most of the time you can't even have your brights on because there's people by you. We are almost home, and my mom sees these bright headlights approaching us from our side of the highway, driving essentially towards us. Let me repeat that. My mom sees headlights on the interstate highway approaching us. So driving on the wrong side of the highway. As it gets closer, my mom comes to find out that this is a semi-truck, an 18-wheeler semi-truck approaching us on the wrong side of the highway, going normal highway speed, which is about 70 miles per hour. I really just need everyone to take a moment and imagine this situation. I feel like it's really hard to understand the scope of this situation if you're not in it, but imagine driving on the highway and there's a semi-truck driving on the wrong side of the road going the same speed that you're going approaching you head on. Remind you, I am sleeping. I don't even know any of this is happening. And my mom begins to internally freak out because this is a life or death situation with little time to spare because they are approaching us faster and faster and faster. Kudos to my mom for keeping herself together and keeping herself compact, because she never like freaked out or started screaming or anything like that. Like, she never woke me up. She tells me to this day that she, you know, stayed as calm as she did because she didn't want to wake me up and freak me out, because me freaking out would have freaked her out even more. My mom begins to slow down the car to give her more time to figure out what her next move is. At this point, I would say there is only about a minute of decision making that she has before he just hits us head on. So she has a minute to make this life or death decision. And the decision is this: is she going to ditch the car? Is she going to keep driving and hope that he doesn't hit us and just try to go to like the complete opposite side of the highway? But remind you, he was driving like completely down the middle and only 2-lane highway, so that was also an option. or is she going to ditch the car once again, but on the other side of the ditch? Ditching the car would essentially mean driving the car off of the road. And like I said, on these highways, it's literally just like a big ditch of grass, but it's pretty deep. And if she were to do this, we would definitely be hurt, especially depending on which side she ditched the car on, whether it was my side of the car or her side of the car would determine who would be more hurt. So she was more leaning towards ditching on her side of the car because she didn't want me to be hurt. Ditching the car would probably mean leg broken, arm broken, like something to that extent, glass. So she was really trying to be careful of that. But when you're in this situation, breaking your arm, leg, or, you know, getting hurt with glass is better than being slammed by a semi truck. She decides that she is going to ditch the car on her side of the car. However, as soon as she makes this decision, and reminds you, the semi is just approaching closer and closer and closer, like really close at this point. As soon as she makes the decision to ditch the car, the semi ends up ditching itself at the last second before she was going to ditch our car on the same side of the road, which is extremely scary when you think about it, because if that could have happened, then he could have crashed into us when we were trying to get away from what he was doing. So it was just an overall crazy situation. My mom was absolutely convinced that he was dead due to the speed of the crash and just going in the ditch that fast, because like I said, it's not tiny, it's deep. Other people that were behind us when this was all happening end up pulling over. We end up pulling over and they and my mom get out to go up to the semi truck to see if the driver was okay. People that ended up, you know, driving up to the scene that were also driving on the highway end up pulling over. People start calling 911. People start checking on him and all of that is going on. At this point, once we pull over the car and my mom is out of the car and all of that's already done, I end up waking up and start freaking out because we are on the side of the highway parked and my mom's no longer in the car. All I see and hear is sirens and flashing lights and I'm just confused on what's going on. Surprisingly, the semi-truck driver was alive. I really don't even know how. You guys just really had to be there to see what was going on. We were asked if we wanted to go to the hospital from shock but declined, and later my mom found out that someone had died in this whole ordeal. When he was crossing over the grass ditch median to get onto the wrong side of the highway, in that whole process, he hit a car and essentially ran another car over, severely injuring this woman, basically leaving her brain dead. She was on life support for a really long time. I don't even know how long necessarily, but it was longer than your average person who's on life support until they finally just came to accept the fact that, you know, she was never going to live. She was always going to be brain dead. So they ended up taking her off of life support. And my mother was asked to go to court on her behalf since she was the only one close enough to the crash. And obviously the victim is dead. In court, the semi-truck driver said that he fell asleep and that's why he was on the wrong side of the highway. And if he did fall asleep, I don't know how you fall asleep, go through the median ditch, get onto the wrong side of the highway and not wake up, but that's his story. That's what happened, I guess. He said he had no idea it was happening, which I believe, because if you did have an idea, it probably would have never happened. And then he said he woke up when he felt bright lights and woke up in a hurry and ditched the semi. And those bright lights, my friends, were my mom and I in the car. The bright lights that he was referring to were my mom and I in the car. Had it not been for that, had it not been for him seeing my mom's brights on and all of that going on, I don't know what would have happened to us. I really don't. I'm just telling you guys, I don't think it would have been good. There's so many possibilities, so many outcomes. He could have ditched into the same area that we ditched in and killed us that way, ran us over. It wasn't looking good, so we honestly got the best case scenario. My mom and I had a lot of trauma after this whole thing happened, especially my mom. She was really fearful of the highway, especially semi-trucks. And every time we would drive by a semi-truck, I would close my eyes and hold on really tightly to the seat or flinch or, you know, try to scratch and get away from that side of the car where the semi-truck was. It was really bad. And I had a really big fear of driving and semi-trucks for a really long time. That's mostly gone away now since it's been so long ago, but when I was young, that really affected me. That is the story. It's really sad because obviously someone lost their life and it's really unfortunate that that even happened, but accidents happen all the time, even crazy ones like this. So the takeaway of this story is that anything can happen at any time when you least expect it. And that's just the truth and that's just life. And Do not take life for granted. Everything and anything can be taken away from you just like that, when you least expect it, at a blink of an eye. And be on alert when driving, especially at night. And be prepared to make split-second decisions. Unfortunately, that is all I have for today's episode of Sit Back and Chat. Thank you for joining me here today, and if you made it to the end, I really appreciate you giving my podcast a chance. I hope to see you tuning into my next episode and showing your everlasting support. Remember to be here each and every week to tune in for Tune In Tuesday, and tell your friends and family to check out the podcast as well. Make sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at sitbackandchat.podcast. Also, be sure to check out all of the links in the episode description box. Thank you so much for sitting back and chatting with me today, and until next time, this has been Brooklyn B, and have a wonderful rest of your day.